Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Good morning, Philip.
Fancy seeing you here about this time.
Yep. You know, it's kind of weird. You switched chairs with me today.
I did.
And you're a little higher now. Are you trying to get the answers from the quiz?
I just wanted to have the upper hand. And I thought this higher chair maybe...
I think you have the upper seat.
I could see your paper a little better from here.
Do you just want to take my paper?
No, because it probably wouldn't do me any good. You know, I just... Never.
You still couldn't get 100.
No, probably not.
That's not true, Philip.
I've never cheated on a test.
I tell you this, you're a very smart man with this knowledge that I give you. I'm very impressed of how smart that you can be.
Really?
Oh gosh, yes.
No one's ever said that to me before.
Hey, are there any more water left?
Huh?
Is that water in there that we're drinking?
Maybe.
I don't know. But no, I'm being serious about that. I mean, you're very, very, very intelligent on some things.
Music from 1955 through 1990. Is that the quiz is on?
No, music from 1944.
Is it really?
No.
Oh. I'd probably do all right.
You probably would.
Yeah.
You probably would. So, you have a good night last night?
I did, absolutely. Had to push mow the daycare.
No.
You know, June just never made that gate wide enough so I could get my riding mower in there. So
it's always June's fault.
I know it. I got to push it and, pretty much with my, hitch and my giddy up, I was hopping on one leg, but I got it done.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Need to hire somebody to do that. What are you doing next week?
Football.
Yeah, football. Okay.
But anyway, just to let people know that it's just you and I here right now, so we can't answer the phones if you guys are calling. So give us a couple minutes, and then we'll get to you. So anyway, quiz day today, buddy. Quizzy poo.
Quiz day on election day,
by the way.
Get out and vote until 8 o'clock tonight.
Do you think this could have anything to do with election?
Yeah, I'm thinking it might.
It's not.
Oh, man.
We're gonna hit you off hard with 10 questions. The first one's the toughest question.
Man.
Are you ready for this?
What's it on? Is it just a potpourri?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, What is the mascot for Mayberry Union High School?
Oh, inquiring minds want to know.
What is the mascot for Mayberry Union High School and the Andy Griffith Show, Philip? All right. Is it A, Lions, B, Bears, or C, Minutemen? Do you know this?
I think so.
All right. You're number two. Your brain, these are true faults now.
Oh, good.
Your brain don't feel pain. Your brain don't feel pain.
Okay. All right.
All right. Number three, polar bears live in Antarctica.
All right.
Number four, dinosaurs are the biggest animals to ever live on the earth.
All right.
Number five, is that right?
Yep.
Number five. Cake is the most popular dessert.
Mm-mm. not in my book.
Not in your book.
No.
Yeah, that's funny. Number six. Grilled cheese is the most popular sandwich in the United States.
I don't know.
Oh, you know.
Again, not in my book.
Not in my book either, but do you like grilled cheese?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not a big grilled cheese fan. And I like grilled cheese and ham.
That's what I was going to say.
But I like pepper jack on it.
A little slice of thin ham in there.
Yep.
Yep.
Or a whole bunch of ham.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, what number are we on?
You are what you eat,
Isaac. Yes. Yep. Yes. What number are we on?
We are on number seven.
Number seven. Romaine lettuce.
Romaine lettuce.
Is the best known lettuce in the U.S.
All right.
Let's see if I can get this right. Number eight, Hanukkah lasts for 7 days.
You're
telling everybody the answers.
Oh, sorry. All right.
What?
Number nine.
Hawaii has the most active volcanoes in any other U.S. state. All right. Number 10. Vatican City is almost 100 times smaller than Manhattan. And Vatican City's a country. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. All right, my man.
10 questions?
10 questions. That's it. Is it? Did I get them all?
Yes.
All right. Number 10.
Wait a minute. I'll predict.
Oh, yeah. What are you predicting?
I'll predict I'll get 6 right out of 10.
Oh, boy, you're reaching out there today.
I think that's what I had last week.
Yeah, but you got to do better than every week. If you're not, then I'm not doing better as a teacher.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So would you like to...
change my answer?
Yes.
Well, I can't. I don't know.
Go 7.
Okay, I'll say 7.
All right.
I'll say 7.
So that way I can hold you to it.
Okay. All right.
All right, pretty tough question, number 1.
Yes, it is.
So what was the mascot for Mayberry Union High School in the Andy Griffith Show? Was it the Lions, the Bears, or the Minutemen?
The Bears.
It was the Bears. Woo! How did you know that?
I think I saw that somewhere along the line.
Was it the only time that he referenced it twice that I remember?
Really?
One, he was talking to somebody, and then 2, when they had their class reunion, when Andy said the Bears. So,
right.
Yeah.
Andy sees his old sweetheart when he goes back to his class reunion.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
You're number 2, your brain don't feel pain.
That's true.
It is true.
Woo!
Now, it does feel, it sends pain signals, but it does not feel pain.
No. So, what about when the umpire gets a foul tip on his forehead?
Oh, it's pain.
Yeah,
it's pain. I'm still suffering a concussion that I had on my right leg with a shin guard on from Casanova. And I had that youth tournament.
Right.
Legion tournament. And it still hurts.
The little guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody fouled one right in the
and it hit me.
Wrong
it,
spot.
It hit where the screw was in the pad. And it still hurts.
Oh, man.
But I'm a wimp.
All right, number 3.
Polar bears live in Antarctica.
That's false.
It is false, Phil. Polar bears live in the Arctic, not Antarctica.
I think I may have had that on the quiz somewhere along the line.
Dinosaurs are the biggest animals ever to live.
True.
Nope, it's false.
No!
It's the blue whale.
Oh, sure, of course.
Yes.
Of course. Oh, man.
Cake is the most popular dessert, Phil.
That's got to be false.
It is false. Woo! People tend to love pie.
Yes. I would rather have a birthday pie than cake.
Yeah, you don't want to get a wedding cake. It gets very emotional in it. And all
it tears has up. Lots of tears. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
We use that joke again.
Boo!
Yep.
Boo! All right.
Yep. Number 6. Grilled cheese is the most popular sandwich in the U.S.
Well, it isn't for me, but I'm going to say true.
It is true, and Woo! Often enjoyed with tomato soup.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yep.
You got to dunk it in soup.
Yep.
Although June will say, soup is the meal. I'm like, no, you got to have a sandwich. No, soup is the meal.
And whatever June says.
I know, I know. But you got to you have to have something to dunk your sandwich in. You know.
No, thanks.
No?
No.
Oh.
No, I was so poor. One time I used to, and when I was in school, I was eating ketchup soup.
Oh, ketchup soup.
I'm not kidding about that.
That's delicious. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something. Romaine is the best known lettuce in the U.S.
I'd say false.
It is false. Iceberg.
Iceberg, sure.
Yep. Iceberg. Hanukkah lasts for 7 days, Phil.
That's false.
What? It lasts for 8.
Yes. 8 days.
Well, trick question there.
Yep. All right.
Hawaii has more active volcanoes than any other U.S. state.
I'm going to say false.
It is false. Actually, it's Alaska with more than 150 active volcanoes.
Yeah, so they've had some famous eruptions over the years.
Number 10, Phil. Vatican City is almost 100 times smaller than Manhattan.
Well, I think it's got to be true.
It is true. It's the world's smallest country.
Woo!
9
out of 10,
not
baby.
Not bad, my man.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
All right. It's not going on the fridge, though.
No, but which one did you get wrong?
4. Dinosaurs. And that, I thought too hard on that one because I originally said the other way, but then I thought.
Because old Hankel would just switch them around there,
wouldn't he? Yeah, he would. I forgot about the blue whale.
Yes.
So, yeah.
No, it's kind of odd. You should have just looked at me and go, no.
I'm thinking about animals on the land.
Right.
And that was kind of what threw me.
And I'll be honest with you. There was a question that says cheetah is the fastest on the planet. Is that true or false?
I'll say that's false.
It is false. It's because there's actually a fish, but cheetah's fastest on the land.
On the land.
Yep.
I thought the Roadrunner was. Beep, beep. Cartoons must have lied to me.
Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote.
He's the second fastest.
No.
He never caught him.
He never did catch him.
No, nope. Close.
No, I think he actually did catch him once or twice. I think I read that somewhere on a trivia quiz. But, of course, the Roadrunner escaped.
Oh, well. Yeah, right. We have to have the Roadrunner escape.
Yeah. So. You'd have made a good Wile E. Coyote.
Yes.
Buying those things from Acme. And man, I always wanted one of those black spots that you could put on the wall and then run through.
Just run right.
Wouldn't that be cool? The Roadrunner can, but Wile E, well, he can't, man.
That Acme company, I'm surprised it didn't go under.
I can't believe they didn't get sued.
I know.
Well, it was pre-internet. Yeah, it was so. And that catapult that would throw him in the right down to the ground. Never quite worked.
Never. That's man. What I, sometimes you're the bug and sometimes you're the windshield.
Exactly.
So, buddy, have a great day. Yep. Be kind.